I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount code Abby. This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
My ex had like a nice cabin, so we all decided to go out there for a weekend. Looking back, I'm like, okay, the energy was like definitely off. And then we all go for brunch the next morning. I'm in a great mood because I'm like, yeah, I'm like with all my friends, like I'm having a good time. But again, like the energy was off. So then I think 2 days go by. My boyfriend at the time, he's like, oh, like I'll drive you home. Instead of like pulling into my driveway, he like pulls into this like random parking lot. He's like, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, he's got to confess to what went down during the cabin weekend with all their friends. Hey, what's up? It's Abby from the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. If this is your first time tuning in, this is a podcast that brings you the messiest breakups you have ever heard. It all started out when I got kind of curious about somebody I had been following on Instagram for a while. Like, I wasn't friends with them, but I was kind of invested in their relationship because they're posting about it. So obviously, like, you know, you're waiting for the engagement and stuff. Then all of a sudden they broke up out of nowhere and I wanted to know. So if you've had an experience like that, you can submit those stories and I will look into them. I will do the nosy dirty work, or you can submit your own breakup story or like a friend's or even something you've seen on TikTok. Whatever it is, you know, we love hearing the story and getting the good lessons along the way. And as always, if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. So we've got a submission this week where somebody says it looks like there was a little couples switcheroo between friends. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness. If you'd like to help out and you feel called to do so, this week we're shouting out New Beginnings in Seattle, Washington. They empower survivors and mobilize the community to be more aware and take action to end domestic violence. So if you want to check out more details, head to the episode description. Also, if you haven't heard yet, on May 11th, I'm doing another live event for the podcast in Atlanta/Alpharetta, Georgia. The breakup story you are going to hear is coming from somebody that I work with, and they told me that they got catfished for 8 years. And I know you're like, oh my God, like how does one get catfished for nearly a decade? They will explain, but I will say, because I've heard tidbits of the story in like preparation for the event, and even though the actual circumstances are pretty outlandish, and I don't necessarily think most people would be apt to be catfished for 8 years, I do think the reasoning why will be really relatable to a lot of you. I think you're going to see yourself in this story more than you're expecting to. So if you want to come here live and get to ask questions live and be a part of the entire shtick, it's going to be a blast. It's going down at Painted Horse Winery, so you can bring like a little picnic basket, little picnic blanket, buy some wine on the property and hang out. Hopefully it's going to be a beautiful day. Tickets are $20. You can get those in the episode description. Hope to see you there. So finally into the submission. Ooh, I was really especially nosy about this because I could tell it was just going to be kind of like the light, petty, hot goss that you just need as like a little sweet treat for your afternoon. I don't know when you tune into this podcast, but right now I'm recording in the afternoon and I'm like, ooh, this is like the equivalent of it being like, ooh, it's sweet o'clock and you have just enough ice cream left over in the pint for you to be able to have like a little taste, something to just quench the thirst, if you know what I mean. So this submission is about a group of friends where all of a sudden some of the people in the friend group had just like switched partners. I will try and explain this as thoroughly as possible. So in this friend group, there's a boyfriend and a girlfriend that were long-term boyfriend, girlfriend, had been together forever, on the track to marriage, like all that BS. And then there were a couple of other friends in this group, but specifically, obviously, like another guy and girl. And then all of a sudden, the long-term girlfriend and the boyfriend split up, and now the boyfriend is dating one of the other girls in the friend group. And the long-term girlfriend was then spotted out with this other guy in the friend group. Probably from what I'm catching, like a hookup situation. And it's unclear how they got to this point. I don't know whether it was like chemistry that one of them had with the other, or maybe it just so happened that they both wanted to be out of the relationship. Or honestly, like if it's me and somebody leaves me to date one of our friends, I would absolutely be the petty one to date somebody else in the circle purely to prove a point. I'm just that spiteful. Or maybe it's a situation where one of them left first and then the other two bonded over the fact that they got ditched. Who knows? But you know what? I know you want to know and I want to know. So let's find out when we break down this week's breakup. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. Listen, I want to start investing, but I also want to have a life. Luckily for people like me, there's Acorns. You don't need a lot of money or expertise. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest your money for you. Head to acorns.com/Abby or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Abby. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
I met my ex-boyfriend in high school. We were like high school sweethearts. I feel like I fell for him because he was like super funny and like witty. He's just like, he was like kind of like what you'd call like a golden retriever kind of boyfriend.
How long did you guys date total? And then at what point did the relationship start to go downhill?
We dated in total for like eight and a half years. And I don't think, in my opinion, on my end at least, it went like downhill at the end. Like there was definitely like ebbs and flows as there is in like any relationship. I think overall it was like a pretty good and like healthy relationship. But, like the end to me was definitely a surprise.
So everything feels normal. You guys are out of high school, out of college, working adults. And then when does the breakup start to happen? So like, even though everything felt fine, like what was the first thing that happened to lead to everything ending?
Out of like university, my ex got a job. He was kind of working with while he was doing his undergrad, and he met these like three friends that were in the same lab together. For confidentiality, I'll name them Alex, Brett, and Rachel. So we become like pretty close friends with like Alex, Brett, and Rachel. Like we're doing activities like going to play badminton, we're going out skating, we're going drinking on the weekends, and it's like a lot of fun because we all like get along really good as like a group of five. Yeah, things are going well with that. Like my relationship seemed like pretty normal, pretty fine at the time. I had no complaints. And then it was during the winter. So my ex had like a nice cabin. So we all decided to go out there for a weekend. And for some like group dynamic, like relational context, Brett in the lab, like friend group, had a really big crush on Rachel, and Rachel had a boyfriend at the time. But she had a really big crush on Alex. So it was kind of like a love triangle within them. Me and Rachel being the only girls, I kind of made an effort to like be more friends with her. Like we do one-on-one stuff, like go to yoga classes and like bake cookies together. And like, we talk about each other's like relationships. Like not that there was anything wrong, but just like little stuff like that you'd complain about to your friends. And she was confiding in me being like, oh, like I have this huge crush on Alex, but like I have a boyfriend right now and he's like flying in to come see me. And I'm like, that does not sound good. So she kind of like worked up the courage to be like, I'm cutting it off with my boyfriend at the time, even though he's already bought his plane ticket. Kind of shitty, but like that happens.
Yeah, bad timing. Like you can't really help it. And I'm assuming Alex is single too. So he's free to buddy with her. Okay, cool.
So then Alex and Rachel start like hooking up and they're not like dating. It's just like, we're friends, we're fucking, whatever. And like Brett doesn't say anything, but like you can tell he's like not too excited about this situation.
And Brett is the other friend, or Brett's your boyfriend?
No, Brett's the other friend. Brett has a crush on Rachel. My boyfriend, I'll call him Sam.
Okay, okay. So the love triangle is somebody separate from your boyfriend, Brett, Alex, and Rachel. Okay. So Brett's really upset about this. Brett's sitting in the corner like fucking stewing. He's like, that's my girl. I can't believe they're fucking. I'm so pissed. Okay, wait. Just out of curiosity, who is Alex like the more attractive one out of the two?
Yeah. Okay.
How would you describe Brett? Like, he's kind of nerdy. What's like his archetype?
You can tell he like probably doesn't have a lot of experience with girls.
Okay, so big virgin energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say it.
Okay, I'll say it for you. Mans was not fucking.
No, it's not. Okay. Yeah, we're like planning this cabin trip. Everyone's like so excited. We're like, sweet, like a weekend away. This is going to be so much fun. Planning all these activities to do. We're planning like cocktail nights. Like everyone's excited. Oh, also another thing I forgot to mention, there is that love triangle, but whenever we go out, I'd always have this like, kind of like, you know, when you just get like, there's no like evidence, but you just have this like girl intuition where like, this person's like into me. That's how I felt about like Alex. Like I felt like Alex was like into me.
Okay. Alex and Rachel are friends with benefits. Brett has the crush on Rachel and Alex has a crush on you. So now it's like a rectangle.
Yeah.
And then your boyfriend's like on the outskirts. Yeah. Someone's being like, hey.
Because we were like playing pool one night, like out with our friends, and this like person comes up, like this random stranger comes up to me and Alex, and he's like, are you guys like dating? And I'm like, no, like my boyfriend's right there. And he's like, you guys have like the most intense chemistry. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like just some random?
Yes.
Did you feel like you had some chemistry with Alex, or do you feel like it was just completely out of...
Like it was reciprocated, but it was not like spoken or like discussed or anything, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. So you felt a little bit, if you hadn't dated your boyfriend, would you have like kind of made a move on Alex before Rachel?
I don't know. Maybe. Yes. In terms of like hooking up, but like I don't think we'd be like compatible for like relationship wise, you know?
Okay. So you were into him, but Alex and Rachel are kind of doing their thing.
Yes.
So the cabin weekend comes around and what goes down there?
Okay. So first night we get out there. It's lots of fun. We like shovel off the lake. We shovel off the lake. We go skating. We make cocktails. It's a bunch of fun. Everyone's like super hungover the next day. And then we continue to like drink again, except that night I got like super tired. I was like, guys, like I can't do this. And I went to bed pretty early. It's funny. The next morning I wake up and I was like, cause I don't remember going to bed. I'm like, whoa guys, like what happened? Like was that like a crazy night? And they're like, no, like you fell asleep at like 9. Like, okay, cool. Okay. And then I'm like kind of talking to people about like, oh, like what'd you guys do last night? Alex is like, oh yeah, like I went to bed early too. And I can't really like looking back, I'm like, okay, the energy was like definitely off. And like, you kind of picked up on that, but you don't realize in the moment, like what happened. But I did sense like some sort of like energy shift. Keep in mind, we're at the cabin. Rachel and Alex are sleeping together in the same bed. I'm there with my boyfriend, Sam. We're together in the same bed. So that was our last day. We go home from the cabin. And then I later find out that Brett had walked in on Rachel and Sam hooking up together in the garage.
In the garage? Can I ask like a dirty question? Like in the car, in the garage? Like
it's like a wrecked kind of like outside room. I don't know. It's still grimy.
Okay.
Brett walked in Rachel and Sam hooking up together in the garage. The whole day goes by. We get home from the cabin. Everyone else is aware of this. I'm not aware of this at the time. I'm like, guys, I'm having so much fun. Like, let's all come back to my place and like keep hanging out. And like, no. Okay. Looking back, someone should have been like, no. Everyone's like, yeah, okay. So they come back to my place. Everybody sleeps over again at my place. And then we all go for brunch the next morning. And it's like, I don't know, I'm in a great mood. Cause I'm like, yeah, I'm like with all my friends, like I'm having a good time. But again, like the energy was off. So then I think 2 days go by. And then my boyfriend at the time, cause I was like still doing some work at the university, but he had like a full-time job there. We were like ending around the same time. And he's like, oh, like I'll drive you home. And I was like, sweet. And he, instead of like pulling into my driveway, he like pulls into this like random parking lot. And he's like, I need to talk to you. And in my mind, like he was honestly like a really great boyfriend. I was like, oh my God, like, did I do something wrong? Like I must've done something wrong. And then he like proceeded to tell me what happened. And I was just in like such disbelief that I kind of just like sat there like silent and didn't even react. And I was like, okay, like, can you drive me home now? And it took me like a few days to like actually process what happened. But once it kind of like sunk in, I was like, I think this is time to end it.
Really? So yeah. Was it the infidelity that was a deal breaker for you? Or were you kind of like, I feel like the relationship has just run its course and this feels like a good ending spot?
bit of both. It took me like a week to get to that point, but definitely a bit of both. And then also just like the logistics of like all of these four people are still working together. Like, even if I am like, sure, we can try and make it work, it's like these people are seeing each other like every single day.
It would be like a weird form of torture knowing he was going to work every day and seeing this girl. And even if nothing is happening, in the back of your mind, there's always going to be that paranoia.
Exactly. So I don't know. It was really tough, especially like I like talked to a bunch of like friends and like my parents being like, what I do. And they obviously knew my boyfriend, and they too like had a hard time like trying to like advocate for me to break up with him, because it seemed like we did have such a good relationship. But I think it's just like, I don't know. I think it is something we definitely both grew out of. And it was just like, how do you have that conversation or even like come to that realization really, you know?
Well, I guess your boyfriend could cheat on you, and then that could really make things pretty fucking clear. So when you're breaking up with him, is he at all fighting for you, or is he kind of like, where's his head at? When he confronts you, is he like, I'm really sorry, I want to work on this? Or, you know, what's his stake in this?
He was obviously like, felt awful about it, at least from what I understood. But it wasn't like, I feel awful, I want to fix this. It's just like, I'm a good person, I did something shitty, like, I don't know what else to say. And there was no real, like, the apology just wasn't, it didn't compare to like the action that had been done, you know?
He just didn't seem to really care that much, and probably didn't seem that much that remorseful.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
When you broke up with him, was he just kind of like, okay, this is good? Or
no, I mean, it was like, we were both like really like sad, obviously. Like, we were crying in like his car. And at first I was like, okay, like, let's just do a break. Cause in my mind, I'm like, that feels less like permanent. That feels less like scary. After like 8 years, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to live my life without this person. Looking back, that was kind of stupid. And I feel like I should have just broken up with him. But so we were on like a break. And then I think like maybe a weekend, I was driving like downtown. And then I see him and Rachel like walking together on the street. And I was like, no, I'm fucking done. I texted him. I'm like, I am so done. And I think that's the last text message I ever, like we ever exchanged.
Wow. So it ended on a pretty sour note with him and I'm assuming Rachel getting together. Like, did they end up dating or were they ever friends with benefits after that?
I didn't like hear this from him, obviously. But yeah, I found out from like some mutual friends that they were dating. And then like a year later, so I like worked part-time at a restaurant and I was like, oh, sweet. They're still together because they came in.
You didn't have to serve them, did you?
Sorry?
Did you have to wait on them?
No, I was like, I'm leaving. I got the pity cut. I got out of there.
Oh, thank God. So when did you, that was like recent. So they're still together?
That was maybe 3 months ago, but I think they are still together.
Do you think that they are actually like a good fit? Like, if you were to take yourself out of the situation and take the shitty thing that happened, do you think looking at the two of them, it's actually a good thing that they got together?
I don't know. I feel like it's hard for me to comment on this without feeling like sounding like I'm bitter or like,
biased. Be better.
I feel like they're not, I don't know. I couldn't like see them as being like compatible. It felt really strange even when it happened. I was like nothing like looks wise or anything. It's just like, oh, you hooked up with her. Like, I just feel like they're not, I don't know. Personality wise, like it was weird.
Different in what way? Like, she's really quiet, he's really not. What's the difference?
Yeah, I'd say that's like part of it. Like, she's definitely a lot more introverted and like timid and like soft-spoken, and he's like definitely more outgoing, like likes to hang out with friends, like likes to do a bunch of activities. And I feel like she's a little bit of the opposite, at least from like the brief amount of time I knew her.
Gotcha. Do you feel like it's almost like the Romeo and Juliet effect where they feel like they have to double down and stay together because of how they got together?
Like 1,000%. I've thought about that a lot. And I feel like that's definitely the case. Cause like, if like you don't end up with this girl, like what's the point of ruining your 8-year relationship for? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Or at least it's got to last a couple of years. So it's like, you know what? It didn't work out, but you know, it was something worthwhile.
Yeah.
How are you handling it? Okay, you seem to be okay, but I mean, anytime somebody gets cheated on, that's a form of trauma and that's not something you can easily get over. So what were the following months like for you moving past that nearly decade long relationship that kind of just ended, not out of nowhere, but very quickly?
No, it was like really, really tough. And I feel like it wasn't till maybe like 4 months ago, looking back, like that I was like finally like okay and like really felt secure in like who I am like individually and like being single. The first month after was like pretty brutal. Like I was not okay. Like my parents were like obviously concerned about me. I wasn't like eating. I was crying all the time. I did like go to therapy and that obviously helps, but it's really hard. Obviously losing the person that you're in this long of a relationship with. And then also like the ego part of it where it's like, why wasn't I good enough? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I did do one like spontaneous thing that really, I felt like helped me. I met this like Twitter mutual, like online, and we ended up going to Europe together, like a month later for like a month. And that, that was therapeutic.
When you say Twitter mutual, like, is this somebody you were interested in romantically or sexually?
Like a friend. It was like this girl who I was like, oh, you're really cool. And like, she lives in the same city as me. And she was like tweeting about like wanting some like romantic way to work out. And I worked at like a yoga studio at the time. So I was like, oh, like come to a class with me. And we like kind of hit it off like as friends. And I'd been like wanting to go to Europe, obviously as one does after a breakup. But I didn't really have anyone to go with. So I was like planning on going alone. And my mom was like, do not do that. Like, you're going to get like trafficked. So we became friends and we were kind of both in like similar like spots in life. And we went together for a month. And that was actually really amazing.
Where in Europe did you go?
We went all over. We did like Paris, Belgium, Berlin, Prague, Italy.
Oh my God, you went literally everywhere. Were you sampling the fruits of each country?
It was good. It was really good.
Which fruits are the best?
The Italian fruits are the most aggressive, I'd say.
Do you like that? Or would you prefer maybe a more subtle?
No, I'd like that.
A more subtle man.
No, that was
good. Is Belgian chocolate more your taste is what I'm asking.
Like everyday life, but like abroad.
Italians are better. Okay. Did you have any like wild escapades while you're over there? Like, do you have like a fun travel story from your time in Europe?
I don't know. I don't think anything too crazy. I feel like nothing podcast worthy. It's just like the standard, like.
Because you said everybody after a breakup wants to go to Europe. What was it about that trip that you were hoping to get out of in terms of your healing process?
I feel like I like hadn't experienced life like by myself without like having to consider anyone else really for like the past, like from 15 to 23. And I was finally like, okay, like I'm single. It was, I don't know. It was like very, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, but Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah.
Is that it? I don't know what she does in that movie.
Essentially, you wanted to go, like, what were you hoping to get out of it? Like, you wanted to find yourself. You just wanted to do something spontaneous. Like, what did you want to come home feeling like?
I think just like a like separation from like where I was. Seeing my ex like on the street like was really really tough. And like, we don't live in the biggest city, so I think just getting away and having time to like process everything somewhere else was just like, it was refreshing for sure.
What would you say is the biggest takeaway you've gotten from this experience? Because I know you've probably grown a lot. Like you said, like you had nearly 10 years where you were always taking somebody else into consideration. So what have you learned about yourself now being single?
I think I feel like a lot more secure in myself and like confident and just like, I don't know. I think I'm more accepting of the fact that like, I don't really need someone in my life. Like my life will be like amazing regardless of whoever is in or not in it, but it's like up to me to like do those things and make those choices that will, I don't know, make my life like good and fulfilled.
So what's dating been like for you since then? Do you have like trust issues? Are you just like playing the single life for a little bit? What's going on?
Well, right after we did end things, I did start hooking up with like Alex for a while. And that was like,
true.
That was fine. It was like a friends with benefits kind of thing. Like neither of us really wanted anything else from the situation. But then we kind of like cut things off like when I was going to Europe. Cause it was like, what's the point in continuing this? I don't know. I mean, I made a Tinder account for the first time. It was super like unfulfilling. Like I think I've been on a total of like maybe 10 Tinder dates and like I haven't gotten past like two with each person just cause it's like, I don't want to waste my time on like someone else. And I feel like that's kind of the extent of my dating since then. Like, I don't know. I haven't really found anything, I guess, like worthwhile or like meaningful that I'd want to keep pursuing.
I'm the exact same way. I'm like, you get maybe two dates out of me and then I'm bouncing. Cause I just don't want to like, I don't want to lead anybody on, but also like, if it's not going anywhere, then like, why waste your money? Why waste my time?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you could tell anybody who's been in like a similar situation, whether it be like breaking up with that really long-term boyfriend or your boyfriend from high school that you've just always been with, or getting cheated on kind of out of nowhere, like what's some advice that you would want to lend somebody who feels like they can resonate with your story?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I found what really helped me. I felt like I had like so much like extra like love to give. And I found I really like pouring that into like friendships or like different activities. And like myself was really helpful in overcoming that. And seeing that like love and like generosity and like compassion like reciprocated to me from like people I didn't really like expect it from before, like whether it be the volunteer coordinator that I was working with at the time who like saw me break down in the bathroom or like coworkers. I don't know, I feel like there's a lot more to life than like I guess romantic love and like trying to like so hard to pursue that and only feeling like fulfilled if you have that. So yeah.
Don't forget to get your Breakup Breakdown live podcast event tickets. Again, it's going down on May 11th in Alpharetta, Georgia Atlanta. Tickets are $20 and I hope to see you there. And on Thursday, we'll have another breakdown bonus episode for you where we are reacting to this crazy story. I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.